I'm 2 Tango Mobile.
2T, W4DJW Mobile.
What you up to today?
Out to the transfer station before I do some yard work. Empty out the trash cans before I get started filling them back up again. How about you? What you up to?
Well, I had to go out and pick up a couple of things at the grocery store. Picked me up a lunch from my favorite Chinese restaurant next door. And now I'm headed back to the house. Of course, I had to get some technical support with my HRD software today.
Care of any issues you might have had with it? And get you going again.
Strange thing that's happening, and we're not sure. So the guy did a different set of changes today, and we're going to see if it works a little bit different. Because it's for some reason I'd be sitting there, not even on the radio, not transmitting nothing else, and the control module, the HRD control module, would shut down. I mean, the logger would stay open, but, you know, it would lose all contact to making your contact to the radio to do anything with it, to change frequencies with your computer or anything else. So, anyway, they're going to try this. And, of course, we were trying to set up, I've got the newest version, trying to set up one of the features. And they found a little bug in it, and the guy thought my version wouldn't have that feature problem, but it does. So they're going to be releasing an update here. They had a funny thing because they were running it at Dayton at the Hamvention there, and on one computer it worked fine, on the other computer it wouldn't work, so go figure.
Hard one to find, but they'll probably find it. It might take them a little while, but they'll probably find it. That software has a lot of stuff in it, which makes it even more difficult to find. But if they get some good logging going on it, then hopefully it'll tell them what it is. And if it doesn't, then they'll do enough research to add that to the logger, so the next person won't have to go through that.
Yeah, well, he's got Mike, the owner of the business. He's got him a bigger crew of people who are. The people that are doing his writing software and all the updates to it and everything now. He used to be just him and one other individual. Now he's got five people working, software specialists working with him too now. So he's got that bigger crew now, so they can devote more time to it and all. But yeah, this is just something. It's something wacky. Like I said, they had the same. They loaded the same software on two computers that were supposed to be identical next to each other, and they were running it on one computer. It ran fine. On the other one, they couldn't get it to run. And it's their new HRD alerts for FT8 and things like that, and logging and all that stuff. So, anyway, but they'll get it. Kevin, who called me this morning and worked on my problem, said that they're working on it. They found it over the weekend down up at Hamvention, and they know what they know where they got to dive into it. So that's what they're going to be doing. But anyway, you been doing any radio much lately?
With the radio, but it's my turn to back in here. Let me give me a minute. It shouldn't take me long. If you're still on the road, I'll be right back. W4DJW.
All right, well, I'm probably about home, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with you. W4DJW, W2T73, Steve.
4DJW, mobile.
W4CTW, how you doing?
I'm good. Haven't heard from you in a while. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Yeah, it's been a busy past couple weeks for me. I haven't been on the radio very much here or on HF, unfortunately. You doing okay out there?
It's a cool day today. Plan on doing some yard work. Got to put down another 130 bags of mulch, but got to prep the area for the mulch before I do it. I'm not looking forward to that, so I'm just going to the transfer station now to make room for the trash can for 130 bags of mulch bags. How about you? What's on your calendar?
Mulch. Well, unfortunately, I've got some of the same kind of stuff to do. It's not mulch, but I've got to weed all the beds, and I've got some. Got to swing by Tractor Supply and get some pre-emergent and weed killer, and get everything kind of coming up in my driveway and my steps and that kind of stuff. That's not so bad. I'm not looking forward to the weeding. I have English ivy and some thorny kind of blackberry vines that come up every year, and it's always a pain getting those out.
Ivy vine that's going up a tree that I don't want to kill because it's got an airplane, it's got a radio antenna inside of it, or not inside, but at the top of it, so I got to catch that, get that ivy off of there. I hope that my neighbor got some poison ivy. I don't know where he got it. He doesn't know where he got it, but I hope I don't go in there and get it. Are you allergic to poison ivy or poison oak?
Sam, I've been around it plenty, been in the woods a lot, and I've never gotten any kind of rash or anything from it, so I'd say I'm immune, thankfully.
I've had it in a long time, and I don't want to find out whether or not I'm allergic to it the hard way. It would be nice to find out the easy way, but not the hard way.
Find out the hard way, usually that ends up in at least a week or two of hurt. If you're not sure, you can always just kind of take one little piece of it and touch it on, like, your elbow or something. You'll know pretty quick if you have a reaction to it.
It grows up a tree. It's my wife got a piece of ivy somewhere, from somewhere we went a long time ago, and she planted that in an island that we used to have in the backyard. And those trees got so big, they blocked all the sunlight out, and all the grass died. So we had to do away with the island. Well, unfortunately, that ivy made its way out of the island and into some of the neighboring trees. And that stuff will grow really fast. It'll suck all the life out of a tree if you don't keep it in check.
Mine tends to want to grow up the trees. I usually about twice a year have to cut it off at the roots, and what little is kind of starting around the trunk, peel that off. Normally, the stuff on the ground isn't that bad, but it's really this year, I don't know if it's from the rain or what, it's really started to take off, so I'm probably going to have to attack some of that stuff on the ground, kind of form the canopy back in the back corner of my lot as well.
It does it. I got to go get a new chainsaw blade, too. Got some holly trees that are big enough now that their leaves fall on the ground, and they, you know, their leaves are like plastic almost. They last for multiple years, and any grass that's underneath of them is going to die if you don't get them up. So I've had my fill of holly trees.
These and magnolias both have those thick, waxy leaves, and like you said, they will hang around for a long time. My yard is almost all trees, but it's cedars, so you just get deep into those, and the rest are oaks. So I don't have too much of a problem with getting rid of those every year, but I will second that my grass is nothing to write home about. My yard is probably 80% shade, so I just kind of gave up on the grass. I'd rather have the trees in the shade anyway.
Didn't really notice it until my granddaughter was over at the house one day, and she says, "We don't really have a yard, do we?" And she was absolutely right. And that was like one of those learning moments where I said, okay, we're going to do something about this. And I took out 25 trees, and I was tired. And then I paid somebody to take out a remaining 17. And now we have grass front yard to backyard, nice thick green grass. And it's enjoyable, but it's taken years to get it to that point.
Many seasons. About how many years did it take before you really got a full coverage after you took out those trees?
Right after the guy took out the remaining 17, I paid this landscaper a bunch of money to put down sod, and he scraped everything, put in an irrigation system, so that was like one day you didn't have any yard, it was all dirt, and next day you had a really nice yard, but it didn't last. He didn't plant the right kind of grass, so that lasted maybe one or two seasons, and it was dead. And then so went back, and it's been about 4 years since it all died out that we started doing it on our own and not using them. And now it's back. So it took about 4 years to mature.
That's about right. That's a pretty good investment of time, and you got to take care of it that whole time. You let go for 1 year on the regimen as far as fertilizer, water, all that, you can lose the whole thing.
Sometimes I'm a little late on the trigger with the watering, and you can see some brown come through. you got to stay on it. But I used to move a sprinkler around, and man, that got old. So, and that was the cheapest part of the landscaping, was putting the automatic sprinkler system in. So, but just as important as the water is the sunlight. If you don't get those trees out of there and they block all the sunlight out, it doesn't matter how much water you have. You're not going to have your yard. Or I haven't been able to find the secret recipe that both having both trees and grass. It's one or the other. You got to have the reseed, the grass food, the fertilizer, the water, and the sunlight. You got to have all of them, or it just isn't going to happen.
Leaning toward when I move again, I know I'm going to move probably at least one more time. Looking for something that's more of a wooded lot with just a small clearing for my house and leave everything else just natural. Let the leaves and the needles and everything fall and just leave it like a natural forested lot, because I don't really have a problem with that myself. I don't, my wife doesn't either. We don't really have to have grass. Aside from, you know, not having to take care of it, my wife kind of is really likes animals, and that might draw some more of them in if it was left natural.
If you're out in the woods, my granddaughter's peer pressure kind of put me to shame. I said, you know, I was always focused on my work, doing my job and all that stuff, instead of taking care of the house. So now that I'm retired and I have time to do it, now it's a lot more enjoyable than it used to be. I actually, instead of using the riding lawnmower, I use the push mower, because it's a lot more fun to take your time when you're not in a hurry. Back then, I was always in a hurry, didn't have time for anything. But now I got time to do it. Anyway, Tyler, I'm about home, so I'm going to back in the driveway and get started on the mulch. It's good talking to you. Take care. Enjoy this nice, cool day. W4DJW.
That's two. I'm definitely glad that the heat went away for at least a little bit. And I'll try to get on more and get a chance, if I can, to talk to you later. Maybe it'll be a little bit less busy in the coming weeks. But you have a good day out there. I hope your yard work goes well. This is W4CTW. I'll be clear.